All right, Namaste, Hare Krishna, welcome to the Waves of Devotion. Thank you for tuning in to the Waves of Devotion at 10:90 a.m. Oh, okay, so it's 106.1 FM. I'm your host, Advaita, and today we will be discussing on guess what? On the most auspicious occasion that was yesterday. Yesterday was Ram Navami, and there was a huge celebrations at the Hare Krishna temple. And so today we will be discussing some of the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra and glorifying Lord Ramachandra. Also, we would like to remind our listeners that please come today evening at the ISKCON Hare Krishna Dham, Houston. There will be kirtans, lecture, cultural program, and dance for everyone. So, in remembrance of the occasion of Ram Navami, which was yesterday, we would like to ask our listeners a question and request all of you to call into our studio and share your thoughts in this question. All right? So, today's question is, what are the qualities of Lord Ramachandra that inspire you and captivate your heart the most? Again, the question to our listeners is, what are the qualities of Lord Ramachandra that inspire you and captivate your heart the most? So please call into the studio by calling at 281-704-5209. That's 281-704-5209. In the meantime, we will hear one of the wonderful bhajans of Lord Ramachandra, sung by His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj, which is a beautiful bhajan glorifying Sri Ramachandra.
Yeah, but Sitaram, Ram Ram, Dasharatha Nandana Ram. Vasi Ram, Ram Ram, Dasharatha Nandana Ram. Patita Pavana Janaki Jivana Sita Mohana Ram.
Patita Pavana Janaki Jivana Sita Mohana Ram.
Patita Pavana Janaki Jivana Sita Mohana Ram.
Patita Pavana Janaki Jivana Sita Mohana Ram.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram, Ram Ram, Dasharatha Nandana
Ayodhya Vasi Ram, Ram Ram, Dasharatha Nandana Ram.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram, Ram Ram, Dasharatha Nandana Ram. Patita Pavana Janaki Jivana Sita Mohana Ram.
Patita Pavana Janaki Jivana Sita Mohana Ram.
Patita Pavana Janaki Jivana Sita Mohana Ram.
Patita Pavana Janaki Jivana Sita Mohana Ram.
Ayodhya Vasi Ram, Ram Ram, Dasharatha Nandana Ram.
pavana janaki jivana sita mohana patita pavana janaki jivana sita mohana
Beautiful bhajan by His Holiness Srila Lokanath Swami Maharaj, and this was actually talking about how Lord Ramachandra is an ideal king. He is the resident of Ayodhya. And all of us know about the glories of Lord Ramachandra, he exemplified in his own life as the ideal son, an ideal brother, an ideal husband, ideal friend, perfect enemy, perfect master, perfect servant, and the most perfect king. Shri Ram is the ideal son of Maharaj Dashrath. He followed his orders with so much renunciation. He was really not attached. One day he was told that tomorrow he'll be coronated as the king. And then the next moment he was told, no, the plans are off. Now you have to go to the forest. And he took both of these instructions with equal enthusiasm. Now, how many of us will be able to take this change of plans so easily? If a little bit of plan changes, we say, oh, we cannot do it. This is, you know, you should have informed us earlier, and we become grumpy about it. But look at Lord Ramachandra. Well, I'm just your servant, my father. If you ask me, I will serve your orders. If your order is to become a king, I will become a king. If your order is to go to the forest, I will go to the forest with equal enthusiasm. That is Lord Ramachandra. He is the ideal brother of Bharat, Lakshman and Shatrughna. He gave them lots of love and affection as their elder brother and took such loving care of them. He's the ideal husband of Mother Sita, always keeping her under his loving care and protection. That is what marriage is meant for. He cared for her physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Many times, we care physically, but not emotionally and spiritually. We protect our children from harm. We protect our wives and our family from harm, physical harm, but we emotionally abuse. Sometimes we protect them emotionally, but physically we are not able to protect them. Sometimes physically and emotionally we make sure that our family is completely protected and safe. But how many of us think about taking care of them spiritually? How many of us want to take care of them in a spiritual, of their spiritual lives, of making sure that they fulfill the purpose of this human form of life? He's the ideal friend. He was the friend of Sugriva. Lord Ramachandra kept his promise to help Sugriva gain his kingdom back and never betrayed him. He's the perfect master. He was the master of Hanuman, who always wanted to reciprocate with Hanuman's loving devotion. He's the perfect enemy. He's also the perfect enemy. He was the perfect enemy of Ravana. He was so perfect that he killed Ravana and Ravana was liberated. There is no difference between Krishna's friendship and his enmity. There's no difference between Lord Ram's friendship and enmity. Both are liberated. Of course, those who are loving relationship with God, with Krishna, with Ram, they go back to the spiritual world. And others, they get those who are enemies, they get liberated, but they get a different kind of liberation. It's not in the Vaikuntha planets. But they both get liberated from this cycle of birth and death, from samsara. That's how perfect enemy Lord Ramachandra is. And by the way, it's not easy to become the enemy of Lord Ram. It is not easy to become an enemy of Lord Ram. You have to be really, really, really bad. Ravana was worse than the Hitlers of today. Because if Ram wants to kill you, he can just give you a heart attack and you're gone. I mean, that's not worthy of Ram's time. So, even if we try hard, you know, some people can say, oh, Lord Ram's enemy and friendship gets liberated. So, rather than being a friend, I'll try to be an enemy. Of course, you can try that, but you have to be a worthy enemy for Lord Ram to descend. And if we cannot be like that, then we should try to develop loving, friendly relationship with Lord Ram Chandra. So, folks, let's see how we can understand this significance and the glories of Lord Ramachandra. Here is a wonderful lecture by the founder Acharya of ISKCON, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And let's take a listen to his explanation of the glories of Sri Ramachandra. So here goes His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
নানা অবতার মহরত ভুবনেশু কিন্তু কৃষ্ণ স্বয়ং সমভব পরম কুমার গোবিন্দ দিস ইজ এ ভার্স ফ্রম ব্রহ্ম সংহিতা ইন হুইচ দি ইনকার্নেশন অফ Lord Ramachandra is described. Ramadi, not only Rama, but there are many other innumerable incarnations. They are compared with of the weaver. As the waves of the river or the waves of the ocean cannot be counted, similarly, how many incarnations are there of the Supreme Lord? It is not possible to count. But out of them, the principal names are mentioned in the Shastras. Therefore, it is said Ramadi. Ramadi means Rama, and also other many incarnations. And they are existing, not that one incarnation appears and it is finished. No, not like that. Just like Lord Ramchandra appeared on this planet, say, millions of years before, he appeared in the Tritayug. Tritayug means we have passed only 5,000 years of this age, Kali Yuga. Before that, there was Dwapara-yug. Dwapara-yug means 800,000 of years. And before that, there was Treta-yug, which continued for 1,200,000 of years. That means at least 2 million years before Lord Ramchandra appeared on this planet. So, now Lord Ramchandra appeared in Ayodhya. There is a place in Ayodhya in northern India. There he appeared. And Krishna appeared in Mathura. That is also northern India. And Mathura is about 90 miles down southward from New Delhi. You have heard the name of New Delhi, the capital of India. So Ayodhya is also situated about 500 miles northeast of New Delhi. So Lord Ramchandra appeared on this day. Today is called Sri Rama Navami. On the ninth day of the moon, Lord Ramchandra appeared. His father was the king of Ayodhya, and he had three wives. So, out of two wives, he got four sons. Ramchandra is the eldest son. The life and activities of Lord Ramchandra is in a book which is called Ramayana. You have heard the name of Ramayana. Ramayana is also accepted as history, as Vedic literature. There are histories also. The Puranas, the Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam, Mahābhārata and Ramayana, they are counted among the history. The history of Ramchandra is that his father wanted to retire. Dasarath, Maharaj Dasarath. And he decided to enthrone Lord Ramchandra and retire. So everything was settled. But just one day before, his youngest wife turned the whole thing into different ways. Sometimes Maharaj Dasarath was suffering from what is called whitlow, some trouble in the finger. And this queen served him very nicely and he was pleased. And he said, my dear Sumitra, if you want some benediction from me, I can give you. And she replied that I shall ask you for the benediction when I require, not now. So just one day before Lord Ramchandra's coronation, she approached her husband, Maharaj Dasarath, and reminded him, my dear husband, you promised to give me some benediction, and I told you that I shall ask you when I require. Maharaj Dasarath said, yes, I remember. You want some benediction just now? She said, yes. And what is that? She said that Ramchandra cannot be seated on the throne. My son should be Bharat. Oh, you are surprised. A big demand. So, he said, all right, that will be done. Your son, because formerly, the king, not only formally, even after that, there are many Kshatriya kings in India. They had more than one wife. And then naturally, there is rivalry between different wives. So the same thing. Human psychology is the same. Even 2 million years ago, the same mentality was there. And he asked that my son should be the king, not Ramchandra. Ramchandra happened to be the son of Kausalya, the elder queen. So Maharaj Dasarath agreed and called for Ramchandra. My dear boy, she asked also, that she was very diplomatic. She wanted that Ramchandra go to forest for 14 years. The idea was political, that the king may agree to install my son just now. Now, after a few days, this Ramchandra may come with his army and there may be some difficulty to continue the kingdom.
So, we were listening here to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada and he has been explaining how Kekai was so suddenly became very envious of Lord Ramachandra, and she became very selfish towards her own son. She wanted her own son to be the king, and this was a very sudden transformation, because it was very, very well known all over Ayodhya that Kekai loved Ram more than her own sons. So Srila Prabhupada is here explaining that how Kekai became so diplomatic, and she actually banished Lord Ramachandra for 14 years to forest. And this was a very sudden transformation. It's very interesting to note that this is one of the most important lessons that we can learn from Ramayana, is how bad association can take our consciousness away from God. Just like under the influence of envious mantra, Kekai started doubting the noble intentions of her husband and even God, Lord Ramachandra himself. Mantra was one of the maidservants of Kekai. And because of her association, Kekai, who loved Ram so much, more than her life, more than her own children, she became envious. Now Mantra was so expert that she, based on her conclusions and facts, she gave a distorted presentation of the intention behind those facts. For example, she told Kekai, it's a fact that Bharat is not in Ayodhya, and it's also a fact that coronation of Lord Ramachandra is also being held in Bharat's absence. She presented these two facts, and then she said, but look at the intention behind Dasharatha's desire to coronate Lord Ram. You know what she will do? That eventually he will banish Bharat. Initially, Kekai did not believe her, because Mantra was presenting it with such conviction and emotion. Kekai succumbed to Mantra's evil and envious motives. Similarly, we should be very, very careful how we choose our association, how we choose what books we read, how we choose what movies we see, how we choose our friends, how we choose which websites we go to. All of this forms association in our minds. Now, if we are always in the association of like-minded devotees of Lord Ram, who encourage us and inspire us in the service of the Lord, then we will always be protected and happy. But if we allow our mind to divulge into this bad association, thinking, oh, I am immune to all of these things, that's where our fall down will happen. It's only a matter of time that our faith in God will start shaking. So we should actually take shelter of Lord Ramachandra, just like Vibhishan took shelter of Sri Ram. Do you want to listen to how Vibhishan took shelter to Lord Ram? This is very, very important. Before we get to that, let's hear a wonderful bhajan on Lord Ramachandra, on Sri Ramachandra Raghubira, and then we'll get back. So stay tuned in. You're listening to Waves of Devotion on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM. in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. So here goes Ramachandra Raghubira.
Ramachandra Raghubira, Ramachandra Ranabira,
Ramachandra Raghubira, Ramachandra Ranabira,
Ramachandra Raghubira, Ramachandra
Raghunatha, Ramachandra Jagannatha.
Devotion on Radio Cave Breeze 106.fm in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on the internet at tunein.com or by downloading the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Just search for 106.fm on TuneIn app. We are on air every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. So this was a beautiful bhajan by Lokanath Swami on Lord Ramachandra, Ramachandra Raghuveera. So, before we took a break, we were discussing how we should surrender like Vibhishan. And Vibhishan had such love for Ravana because of course he was his brother. And because of that love, he actually warned Ravana that, look, you have kidnapped Sita, you should better give it back. Otherwise, it's going to cause a lot of trouble for you. But Ravana would not take his good advice. Vibhishan was always giving Ravana all respect and would honor good advice. And when he continued to tell him to give Sita back to Ram and how he was going to be annihilated with his entire dynasty, ultimately Ravana became frustrated and he was going to kill him. But because Vibhishan was Ravana's brother, Ravana basically just rejected Vibhishan. And Vibhishan, he left his family, he left his brother, he left his wife, he left his daughters, he actually had daughters, and went to Lord Ramachandra. He flew with the few of his associates, and he flew to meet Lord Ramachandra. And he was floating in air when he came because, you know, it was Lord Ramachandra's ground. He didn't want to intervene by being on the ground. He actually flew in the air and he came to Lord Ram. And here is Ravana's brother. There's that beautiful story. Sugriva then saw Vibhishana. Now, please understand, Vibhishan was really a giant person. He's also Kumbhakarna's brother. He's Shurpanakha's brother. So when he was in the sky, he flew over the ocean with two of his ministers. They didn't need a bridge. They just chanted a mantra and said, we want to see Ram. We want to surrender to Ram. Lord Ramachandra, before giving any advice, he wanted to ask everyone's advice. So he left Vibhishana and his ministers hanging in the air, and he asked Sugriva and everyone else. And Sugriva was like, we should kill this rascal. He's Ravana's brother. We should reject him. And everybody else was saying the same thing. Yeah, this is a ploy by Ravana that Vibhishan will come. And he will give all the secrets to Ravana and then he'll go back laughing at us. We are not fools. And then Shri Ram asked Hanuman, Hanuman, what do you think? Hanuman said, my dear Lord, I saw Vibhishana's face. He looks very sincere to me. My advice is we should accept him as one of our own family. And everyone was surprised. Everyone was up in arms. What? Hanuman, you're a traitor. What has happened to you? How can you give such an advice? Lord Ram gently lifted his hand and he said, I like what you said, Hanuman. And Sugriva, he was feeling, what are you saying? His blood is very thick, this Vibhishan. He might be angry with his brother now, but ultimately he is his brother. He's a Rakshasa. When things get heated and complicated in the battle, how can we possibly trust him that he's going to go against his own brother? At the crucial time, he will betray us for his brother, even if he's sincere now. He must be rejected. He must be killed right now. And then Shri Ram spoke his famous verse, a very famous verse in Valmiki Ramayana. Sakrideva prapannaya tavasmiti chayachate abhayam sarvabhutebhyo dadami etat vratam mama. He who seeks refuge in me just once, telling me that I am yours. Tavasmi, tava asmi, I am yours. I promise I shall give him assurance of safety against all types of beings. This is my solemn pledge. Then he goes on to say, O Sugriva, chief of the monkeys, hear me. Let him either be Vibhishana, even if Ravana